Now, I expected Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning. I'm not sure who's in there. Good morning. Who's in the Weather Center this morning?
Hey, it's Anthony J.
What are you doing in there? Pat said he was going to be in there today.
Yeah, Pat, he goes all out, you know, for Christmas. You know, he's running around doing 1,000 things. So he has me stepping in.
For today and the rest of the week?
No, just for Christmas. I'll just be here today.
Just today. All right. Because, you know, just in case Pat forgot, Christmas was yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I mean, as far as, you know, he has to recover.
Recover from Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he drives around all over, visiting everybody, doing all the cooking and doing all the... Now, he's like Superman.
I don't know. He's probably dropping off his cookies that he makes, those rainbow cookies or something, whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever get any of those?
Well, actually, my mom makes those.
Your
she makes
mom
those
makes
homemade.
Those. Well, Pat makes them too, you know.
Yeah. I was helping her make them over the weekend, and they came out terrific.
All right. Well, so did you have a good Christmas?
I did. How about you?
I had a fine Christmas. I mean, I went to the Christmas Eve. I went to my the local hospital, got my... my leg, MRI'd for about an hour, which was really great. They locked my knee into a position. They think you've got something wrong with your knee, right? So they bring you in for an MRI, and they lock it in this god-awful position. The knee that you're having pain in anyway. They lock it in this god-awful position for 1 hour, and you can't move. Because, of course, when you get an MRI, you have to be perfectly still.
Wow, yeah, I did have an MRI one time.
So by the time they unlocked the knee and they moved me out of the MRI machine, I said, you know, I'm going to have to sit here for about 15 minutes because my knee is now locked. I've got to slowly unlock it from that position. Mm. So then I went home and I went to bed. That's what I did Christmas Eve. I went to bed, and then I got up Christmas Day and came into work.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
I love this time of year so much. It could go on forever.
One of my favorite days to go into work is always Christmas morning because there's nobody on the roads. There's no stores. There's no lights. There's no convenience stores open. There's nothing. Nada. You get into the station. Nobody's coming into the station for the day, so you keep it nice and dark. The true radio listeners are out there listening on Christmas morning. And it's just a nice morning to work and interact with your listeners. And then I heard from all my kids during the Christmas Day and stuff like that and family members and had a nice day. And it was good. It was a good day. But I'm ready for the holidays to be over.
Yeah. Too much of a good thing. Is not good.
I mean, we got to go through the first. And then once we get through the first, on the first, the afternoon of the first, my tree comes down, all the decorations get put away, and that's it. Till next year.
Yeah.
Till next year. So did you get what you wanted for Christmas?
I did. I made out well, and I got my niece and nephews, got lots of gifts, all these toys that, you know, just the house is just practically full of toys.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. I'm so glad my kids are all grown. I can't imagine having to buy what type of toys you would buy them nowadays. I really can't.
I don't know the stuff that they talk about. The LOL dolls, is that one of them?
Don't know. Have no idea what it is.
Paw Patrol and...
have no idea what it is. So that's why it's always gift cards for me.
I love getting gift cards.
Yeah, gift cards are the best way to go. They really are. And you get them a Visa, American Express, you get gift cards like that, and they can use it anywhere they want, locally, nationally, restaurants, retail. You know, you can do whatever you want with it.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, so anyway. So now... what's the weather look like to take us through now through the New Year's?
Well, Marshall, we've got a little bit of a storm headed our way Thursday night, tomorrow night, into Friday. So it's going to be clear sailing through tomorrow, but we'll have a little freezing rain maybe Thursday night. But it's quickly going to turn to rain because the storm that's coming is going up in the Great Lakes and into Canada. So when that happens, we just can't get snow here. So it's going to be a warm. If you want snow, it's not going to happen. But if you hate it, you're going to be pretty happy, I think. But as we head into New Year's Eve, I think it's going to be pretty mild on New Year's Eve. I mean, last year it was very cold. It was like zero. But it looks like it's going to be about maybe 45 or so New Year's Eve during the day. And maybe some rain at night. We'll see how that plays out. Again, no snow or ice. And as we start the new year, it's going to gradually get colder, but not in any big hurry. So, really not, no storm, you know, winter's not, is sort of, pushing back up here in the Northeast, for a little while. We'll have to wait to see that snow and freezing rain that we so love.
Which will probably come in the third week of January.
Yeah, yeah. We have that little El Nino pattern, which tends to keep it milder up here. But we get a little bit of that cold air with the jet stream, you know, that runs across the southern states. And you get a storm that comes up and it gets cold, we can get massive snowstorms. But we will, you know, hold off on that at least for a little while.
All right. So then it's just going to be basically Thursday night into Friday is going to be crummy. And then getting through the weekend is going to be okay.
Yeah. And in fact, it's going to stay, it's going to be at least 50 on Thursday. On Friday. And Saturday, too, the rain will be gone, but it's still going to be at least near 50 degrees. So if you want to go out on Friday, it's going to be nice. It's going to feel, you know, like early March.
And what about Sunday?
Yes, Sunday, as we move ahead, which is New Year's Eve, we're going to be seeing, the day before New Year's Eve, it's going to be colder. We'll be back basically seasonal temperatures for Sunday with highs in like 30 to 35. A little low pressure might form down in Virginia. I don't think it's going to affect us, so we should stay dry Sunday. And then again, New Year's Eve, it's going to be much milder. Last year was very cold.
You go to Times Square for New Year's Eve?
I do sometimes, because I still have access there with ABC, so they let me in there. I can go right in the middle. I don't have to stand outside with all the tourists and stuff, because I'd never do that. So I might head down there, just say hi to some people there, and then head off to a party.
Do they have food and stuff set up at ABC?
Yeah, they usually have a party right in the GMA headquarters where they have, you know, champagne and, you know, hors d'oeuvres and that kind of thing.
So how come you're allowed access to that?
Well, I do some freelancing for them sometimes as well.
Oh, weather freelancing?
Yeah, weather producing. Oh. Behind the scenes, you know, working with some of the talent there.
You ever work with, what's his name, Al Roker?
Yeah. I worked with him before, and I worked with Ginger Z and Sam Champion some years ago.
Is Al a nice guy?
Yeah, super nice. Super, super nice.
I was hoping you'd dispel that rumor. Okay. All right, so then you'll be working again next this weekend then, right?
Yes, I will.
All right, well, we'll speak to you this weekend.
Yes.
And if I don't speak to you, and if I don't speak to you before the end of the year, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, take care.
And a good one ahead.
We hope. Okay, take care.
Take care, Marshall.
Bye-bye. The Weather Center, Anthony Jay, once again this morning for Pat Pagano.